Oftentimes when people summarize or say what Ajahn Chah had, what the essence of his teaching was, or what did he focus on mostly, would be sila and samaditi, virtue and right view. And even though he was a renowned meditation master, so much of his talks were on those foundations, because for the mind to be really stable or steady or clear, the foundation of, say, of virtue, integrity, sila, and right view are really essential. And that lays a really solid base for the practice, and say mindfulness and concentration grow easily from that base. So that Ajahn Chah did spend a tremendous amount of time in his teaching to really encourage that reflective investigation of, well, what is right view, how to establish right view, what are the bases of skillful action that lay a foundation of purity of conduct, and that so that this next quote highlights that. Sammāditti is usually translated into English as right view. The prefix right means, I quote, in harmony with the way things are, unquote. View includes opinions, beliefs, values, theories, and philosophies. A right view is thus one that corresponds to reality. The conviction, for example, that acts of generosity lead to happiness would be considered a right view. Right view is the first constituent of the Noble Eightfold Path and is indispensable for the development of the other seven factors. At its most basic level, right view consists of the adoption of a certain number of principles, most importantly the law of karma, as basic premises or working hypotheses to be relied upon in walking the Buddhist path. On this level, it is referred to as mundane right view, the culmination of the path, an understanding of the Four Noble Truths as a direct experience, is known as transcendent right view. Unsurprisingly, given the central importance of right view as the foundation on which all Buddhist practice is to be established, teachings aimed at explaining it constituted a large proportion of Lumpa's discourses to the lay community. Right view is, he said, like the cool place unreached by the burning sun. It is our true refuge. And this is a quote. Our refuge is the mind that possesses right view. See into the heart of things. Make your view straight and correct. Then wrong views will be unable to enter into your mind and mingle with it. This is the meaning of a refuge. Suffering arises whenever there is an incorrect understanding of the way things are. Therefore, Lumpa would emphasize establishing right view was the first step to the transcendence of suffering. This is a quote again. If your view of things is correct, if it is samaditti, then nothing can go awry. That is to say, when your way of looking at things is in accord with the true nature of things, then you experience nothing as an obstruction. Your mind remains calm and contented, and problems are resolved. Without the effort to look closely at the mind, it is difficult to find the motivation to give up mistaken views. And this is a quote from Lumpa again. Until then, you're like somebody who drinks alcohol. Nobody can stop such a person from drinking until he sees for himself the undesirable consequences of his habit. So here we change a mistaken view into a correct one. Change evil into goodness. And change an unenlightened being into a noble one. It is right view that is responsible for these changes. These kinds of changes for the better are called merit. He said that people with wrong view had a false kind of contentment, similar to the ease of somebody who doesn't realize that they have dropped a valuable possession. Right view gave the same kind of inner ease as that experienced by somebody who remembered the exact location of a lost valuable and knew how he was going to retrieve it. Although the object was not yet in his possession, the mind was at ease. On another occasion, he compared right view to the key that opened the door to the Dhamma. Without that key, there was no way in.